Okay, I guess David Ray lost signal and I didn't know it. And so I hung up because I thought something was wrong. And bug just tried to pry my eyeball. And so David called back in after I hung up. And now we're everybody's confused. So let's text David Ray. Get him back in the line. Call back in. So this will be our two-part podcast for DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. Unless you want to talk about Dungeons and Dragons, I don't care. I don't know nothing about it, except that it's weird. But hey, you might think something's weird that I might like, so it's all good in a neighborhood. Like eating our weeds. You might think the weed eaters are weird. Or that eating dandelions. Oh yeah, that's a weed. Never mind. Mulberries. This is weird. So if I stayed on the line a hair longer, David would have called back in. And I thought it was me that had the problem. So I'm out foraging. Waiting for Ray Davis to call back in. If you don't, then I just won't upload this podcast. We'll just end with me losing connection. Or him losing connection. Or whatever. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, yeah, I guess I could look for my tank, see if my tank's clean. And see if there's a ticket on it. If there is, I can go home tonight. If there's not, then I can't. But I'm pretty sure they did not do their job. Because past predicts future. This is a boring part two. Boring part two. Where is David Ray? There he is.
There you are. What a lousy podcast.
Yeah, we suck. Well, I found some mulberries.
Found some mulberries.
Yeah, a coon actually guided me to the mulberries.
Ah, follow the coons.
Follow the coons.
You, specious you.
Huh?
You, specious you.
I am a specious. I eat. Oh, there's my trainer.
So what restrooms can cocoons morally use?
Oh. Whatever gender they were born, I guess.
And chipmunks?
Same difference. They just go outside. They don't care where they go. Well, that's another thing.
How do you know they don't care?
Usually they're sniffing each other's butts afterwards, or sniffing each other's pee or poo afterwards. So I'm pretty sure they don't care. Cool. Looky there. My trailer has a piece of paper on it, which means I can get to my trailer and head home tonight.
So where are you going to park it?
Who did what?
Where are you going to park it?
Put it in my pocket.
That's not what I asked. Where are you going to park it?
Oh, I'll drop there probably now, though, and then come to Stockton. It's supposed to rain all week.
That's old.
Huh?
That's what I got told. So it's going to be fun doing fencing in the rain. But I don't care. I got to get it done.
That's it.
I cannot lock my gut up anymore. And eventually you're going to figure out there's 100 other women out there.
I know, right? You know, we need to take lessons from Patches.
No. No, we don't. Because he doesn't care who's done his female.
So, that's the animal way. Maybe we should be the same way.
Some animals are faithful.
Isn't that called nature?
Some animals are faithful.
Some animals are faithful and some aren't.
Some are faithful for life, others aren't.
Yeah, just like us.
Yep.
Some of us are faithful, some aren't. I just can't, I've found faithful ones. I really can't say that I have not found any faithful ones. Just the faithful ones didn't work out for different reasons. Like Kim, she was evil.
Evil.
I don't know that she was evil. She just wasn't very nice to me.
Sounds evil to me.
True. I think it was mostly the alcohol. Because, not that that's an excuse. Don't get me wrong. But she was an alcoholic, and when she wasn't drinking, she was going through withdrawals, and therefore she was still not nice. She wasn't nice whether she was drinking or not drinking.
Right.
But she had her moments. I mean, she wasn't mean all the time. She was mean enough. And enough of the time. But, you know, my oldest son's mother was the same way. You know, cause she wasn't an alcoholic. But she wasn't very nice. And then I found her years later on a BDSM website.
Yeah.
And she was identifying as a sub. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way this woman is a sub. Do what?
Fight as a what?
She was identifying as a sub, a submissive, on a BDSM website. And I was like, there's no way. I had to make sure I had the right profile. Because I was like, no.
It didn't fit.
Hell no. Yeah, she's probably the furthest from sub out of anybody that I know.
She wasn't your sub.
In comparison, yes. I guess it all depends on who you're with, because I identify as a switch, which is somebody who can go either way, dominant or submissive. So it just depends on who I'm with. If I'm with somebody who's more dominant, then yes, I'm the sub. If I'm with somebody who's more submissive, then I'm the dom. And I think personally I'm more dominant than submissive, but I do have a lot of submissive qualities. Or lack thereof, you know, because the men are supposed to be the dominants, and women don't respect men who are not dominant. So, even though I am dominant, I'm not dominant enough. Sucks to be a Venusian male. Oh, hey, I got my hammer fixed.
You got what?
I got my hammer fixed at my last customer. They fixed my hammer. I'm fat today. I ate a big fat hamburger. And then I had a big fat milkshake. And I feel like my pants are about to break. I gotta go home and work out on the land.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I was at my last customer delivering resin.
Okay.
And I was about, the guy was taking a bucket of resin waste, and he was put activator in it.
Oh, no.
Because it was waste. He put activator in it so it would activate and become a solid, and he could throw it away.
Yeah, or you can't throw it away.
Correct.
Did you ask him what kind of activator it takes?
Did he what?
Did you ask what kind of activator it takes?
No, but what I was going to do is I have this ball peen hammer that I've had for like 10 years. And I've kept repairing it. I just think this is the fourth time I've repaired it. And I was like, because one time I repaired it with resin, but I didn't have the activator. So I let it sit for a long time, hoping that it would work. It worked for a little while, but it didn't last. Then I used elephant glue. That didn't work. And I think I tried something else another time. So anyways, I was like, hey, since he already put the activator in there, he says, I can fix my hammer. And he's like, nope, give me that hammer. We got some really good stuff inside that'll fix it up real quick.
Permanently?
Huh?
Fix it up permanently?
Maybe not permanent, but better than anything I've been doing. So he took it inside, he put the stuff on there, and basically fixed my hammer up real good for me. And it was pretty much already cured by the time he brought it back out. He says, give it about 30 minutes, and it'll be 100% cured. You won't have any problems with it. I was like, cool. So I'm using it for the first time today.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, yeah, I keep fixing it and keep, you know, but I said, I just, you know, whatever. He goes, well, that's good. Most people just throw it away and start new. Nobody fixes anything anymore. Everything's disposable. So.
Yep.
And I've had this thing for over 10 years. And I just keep fixing it. Looks like it's holding. So, pretty cool. What the heck? They cleaned my tank, but they left this hose hanging off the side of it.
Yeah, it needs a ball.
Smells like resin in there, but it's clean.
According to the tag, it's clean.
According to the tag, it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
But resin, it's hard to get rid of the resin smell. But after the trailer sits for a week, the resin smell will be pretty much gone.
Well, smell, there's resin.
Well, there's a little bit, but it's really hard to get rid of the resin smell. They clean my pump and hoses. It takes a week or two for that smell to go away. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've been doing this 10 years. Every time I haul resin, it's like that. It's crazy. Make sure my fifth wheel locked. Because I've been having problems with my fifth wheel not locking. Don't want to drop my trailer while I'm driving down the road.
No.
That would be bad news.
Well, I'm sure it'd make news.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, when I get back to Chicago, I've got to get that looked at and get that fixed. But it locked this time, so I'm good there. So, it looks like I'm coming home tonight. We got enough rock and gravel down. I can park the trailer on the land and not worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not done yet.
I hear ya. Got to get my legal dispute taken care of with douchebag. Hippo.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, we almost got the fence up. So
I got side up. Still need to put more T-posts in. I'd be done today, but somebody called and hired me. And part of the payment was three giant head posts that he couldn't move.
Cool.
So you're going to help me. We're going to go get that trailer that you bought and load it up.
Oh, the trailer we bought from George?
Yep.
Cool.
So we need to bring the rock bar and a come along.
Okay.
Because we might not be strong enough to actually lift them up ourselves, but we can use the come along to drag them up.
Right.
You still there?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm texting my friend. She said that she had a good time today. And she's like, sorry I sweated so much. because we went for a nature walk. And she was sweating like a pig. It was kind of warm. I was sweating too.
Huh.
All right, let's see if they actually got the payment or not. $350 to clean this tank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, plus my pumping hoses. Oh yeah, I got to scan in my paperwork on my way home. Let's make sure I got all that accurate. Okay, I got an autograph on that. That's paperwork for my next trip. Scale ticket. That's all filled out.
Oh yeah, bring your tick spray with you.
Tick spray. It's not a tick spray, it's a fly spray.
Well, we need a tick spray.
The only tick spray, the only thing that I found that really works for ticks is tea tree oil.
There you go.
Neem oil works too, though. Or maybe that's for these. But tea tree oil works the best. So how's our garden?
The onions are doing good. The potatoes are doing good. The carrots need to badly. And the beets seem to be doing okay.
Cool, cool. So the deer ain't coming to eat everything up?
No fencing yet.
And no fencing yet. You're supposed to have that done already.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. Just kidding. You've had 3 weeks. Almost 4.
I was sick for one of them.
True. I wish I could be there more often.
Well, if I was on the land, I'd be.
True. Well, once again, I'm paying child support. I will be, too. Maybe I'll get off the road and get a local job.
But Joe suggested there's this 27-year-old Filipina married a 60-year-old, and he died within months of marrying her. So she lives over by Eldo, owns Arch Farm. So he suggested maybe I go over and help her.
There you go. She might be the one.
Might be. Then again, she might just become one of our associates.
I know, I'm just playing.
Yeah, she might be the one.
You never know unless you go and find out so. Or not so. Ba 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 baran. Ba 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 baran. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yippity doo da, yippity day. Well, this second half of this podcast is going to be horrible. We need callers. give us colors. Is that off the rim? It is off the rim.
Off the rim.
Off the rim. And that's going to be my new phrase. When something's not kosher, I'll be like, that's off the rim. And then I'll make it sound like it's cool, you know. Somebody's being an idiot, and I'll be like, that's off the rim. And I'll think that's like a new thing. Well, it will be. All right, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it'd be off the rim.
It would be off the rim. Alrighty. Should I get Prepper Girl to call in?
Sure, why not?
Oh, Prepper Girl, oh, Prepper Girl, we want you to call in. Call our podcast and make it interesting.
Yeah, I might hang up.
I know, it was good. I started out good and ended up not so good. Yeah, if I keep that up, I'm not going to be a jingle writer.
Jingle writer.
Jingle writer, jingle writer, jingle write my song. Oh, did I tell you I got locked out of my Facebook?
How so? How'd you do that?
Facebook forced me to authenticate myself with my new world order identification. I mean, not my new world order identification. The new world order identification that was issued to me but doesn't belong to me.
Right. Why'd they do that?
So I sent them my Area 51 photo ID.
Right.
Just kidding. That's what I'm going to send them next time.
And?
Well, I comply to the rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines to get my Facebook back. But I bitched about it on my wall.
So they locked you out?
Yeah, they locked me out.
For bitching about it?
No. But I'm not sure why they locked me out. Either it was my Freedom Fighter posts. Oh, okay. It's either my Freedom Fighter posts or my alternative health posts. Or somebody just doesn't like me and they reported me. Instead of my... Could have been Jeff, could have been Regina, could have been one of my exes.
I don't see Regina wasting her time doing that.
No. I mean, it could have been anybody, though. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, it could have been. But, you know, Jeff doesn't want to play war with me because he's doing too many illegal things.
Prepper Girl did it.
Oh, Prepper Girl. No, she's not even on Facebook. And she adores me.
She adores you.
For the most part. I mean, you know. She's too holier than thou, but otherwise, and I'm not holy enough. But other than that, she adores me. She's like practically crying because I'm going to be out of touch for a whole week because she wasn't crying, but literally, you know, practically. She's like, oh no, what am I going to do without my Kano?
Uh-huh.
Survive. but yeah, she relies on me, and I actually enjoy talking to her. She kind of helps me get through my singlehoodness and the whole crap. I mean, basically, the guy that she was dealing with was basically doing the same thing or similar things as like Regina was going or doing to me. You know, one-liners, checking out all the time, you know, not hearing back from them for a week at a time, playing games, had somebody else on the side. You know, it's just a proper girl. She went through it for 10, 11 months, where I pretty much figured it out right away. I was in a denial for maybe a month, and then I was like, what's going on? You know, and started calling her on it and whatnot. And yeah, it only lasted, what, 2-3 months max?
Yeah, I don't know.
But we both were still... We both were going through the same shit for the most part, so we both kind of have been there for each other. So, I mean, you know, you've been there for me too. But, you know, it's not the same as the opposite sex.
Nope.
Even though I'm not interested in her. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I mean, I want somebody like her who's not so extreme.
Yeah, listen. Wait until she listens to this podcast.
Oh, we've already had this, we've already had this conversation. Yeah.
What do you mean extreme?
She knows what I'd be talking about. And we've already talked about it, you know. We're like, we need to find somebody like us who... You know, like us, but who fits our needs. Because, I mean, we already know where our barriers are. We're not. Plus, I think long-term compatibility, though, she's like almost a 3, which is better than anybody else I've been with and or courting in the past. But still, 3 is not good enough. I need at least a 5 or an 8.
5 or 8.
At least a 5 or an 8.
No 6 or 7, just 5s or 8.
No, I said at least a 5 or at least an 8. Preferably at least an 8. But I would settle for anything over 5. Because, I mean, Mary was a 0.5, and we made it 7 years. You and I are a 1.5, and we get along pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, Kim was a 2. Regina was a 2. Lori was a 1.5. But Lori and I...
So the score does not preclude previous engagement.
The score what?
It doesn't. It doesn't supersede this engagement. If she wasn't already engaged, Regina would have been good.
Yeah, except for the fact that her moon in Pisces was not compatible to my moon in Libra. Her moon in Pisces was a hider, and she had secrets. Maybe the secret, you know, the secret this time was another guy. But if it wasn't another guy, what would the secrets be?
Who knows?
So, I don't know. It may not have worked out either way. you know, she may have been just another Mary, because Mary had a lot of secrets too.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb.
Yep. Mary had two little lambs.
Or was it Mary was on the lamb?
Mary had two little lambs, two little lambs, two little lambs. Mary had two little lambs who had no fleece of snow. Well, they were white, so I guess their fleece was snow. I don't know. Would skin be considered a fleece?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. Dang darn diddly. I wanted fleece.
You wanted to be fleeced?
What?
You wanted to be fleeced.
Fleeced? I might be able to handle that. Just kidding. I got the power! Power! Alright, homeward bound am I. Homeward bound am I tonight. Truck, truck away. Oh, my pastor today was talking about how we can't hide, you know, from the Lord.
Right.
And he used me as an example.
Okay.
He says, you know, how I was, you know, I was active in the church, and then I moved away. But I moved 5 miles from his brother, so I can't hide. I have to still stay on my best behavior. You know, making a joke out of it. And then he said, you know, he moved somewhere or went somewhere, and he thought he didn't know anybody. And then he went into this, he was somewhere doing something, and he heard the piano playing. And so he followed the music, and there was somebody that he knew in a flea market or thrift store or something of the sort, playing the piano. He's like, holy... No, he didn't say holy cow. But, you know, if he wasn't the preacher, he would have said, holy cow!
He said, holy crap.
You know, he's like, everywhere you go, you know, there could be somebody that you know or that knows somebody that you know. You have to be on your best behavior. Then he went into the fact that, you know, God is everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong motivation for being.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was also talking about surveillance. New World Order surveillance. He actually talked about that in church.
No.
Everyone
has 501c3 status.
Oh, no. We got a pretty old-school flock. I mean, maybe one person might not come back, but I complimented him on talking about it. And he knew I would, he probably already knew I'd appreciate it, because he knows I'm a freedom fighter. We're 3%ers. We are the 3%.
Yay.
Yay for the retarded kids.
Retarded for the yay kid. Oh, man.
Yeah. So if you have the 1%ers and the 3%ers, how much is left? Not 99. It's 96%.
Is there any overlap?
Probably not.
I mean, wouldn't 100% of the 1%ers be in the 2%ers?
100% of the 1% would be in the 2%? No.
Yeah.
It's not the 2%, it's the 3%. The 3% is the Freedom Fighters. The 1% is our overlords. And the 96% are the zombies who do the bidding of the overlords because they're stupid. Or they just don't know any better, or they're scared. Or a combination thereof. And I'm not sure what the percentage of Christians who think that it's not their business to do anything because this isn't their battle, because God's going to come and rescue them. I would sum them up as a group of idiots.
Yeah, well, I don't think God's going to save those who do not show that they love what you love.
Right. So they would be grouped in a group of idiots.
They'd be the ones who call out, Lord, Lord, but you never knew them.
Right. So, when are we changing our name to Demented Dragons?
You know, we could probably leave it DD&D and
I know, I'm just playing.
Yep.
I'm just playing. Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
The opposite of purple would be yellow.
Huh?
The purple would be yellow.
Yeah. Well, I like purple. Purple's actually my favorite color.
Right.
Red used to be.
You're so inconsistent.
Well, no, growing up, my favorite color was red.
Yeah, pretty much mine's always been green. Green and blue.
Well, I'm ADD, so I can't help it. So anyways, blame it on the disorder. Now, it was red for the longest time. Then it became more like a red wine.
Red rum. Red wine.
Yeah. Red rum. Red rum. There you go. My favorite color is red rum.
Red rum.
And then after that, it went purple. And it's pretty much stayed purple. But I don't really have a favorite color. I like green. I like the percentage of green. Fifty shades of green. There you go. 50 shades of green.
50 shades of green.
There you go. That's our thing.
I'm all for it. 50 shades of green.
50 shades.
Well, you put the fencing up and I moved my goats. I'm celebrating by cleaning the ditches.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was planning on doing it when I got home.
Yep. There is some garbage in the ditches, but not much.
Well, we'll just pick up the non-biodegradable stuff. Red, red rum. Oh, yeah, I need to wash my truck, but I don't feel like it.
Don't feel like it.
No, I'm tired. I just want to get home. But I'm driving 5 miles under the speed limit.
What are you doing that for?
Because I'm an idiot.
He's an idiot, and that's okay.
Oh, those mushrooms I sent you.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't eat them.
You would not?
I would not.
I didn't think so.
Because I couldn't identify them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the park where all the dogs walk, and or people walk their dogs, and they've probably been peed and pooped on.
They were in a park. Another reason not to... What, in the city, or...?
Yeah, Overland Park. Shawnee, Kansas.
Yeah. In town, I would not eat any mushrooms in town.
Oh, okay.
Because mushrooms soak up poison. They're
right.
They're good mediating soil. And so anything that they spray, excessive pesticides, excessive fertilizer, all that stuff gets soaked up by mushrooms. It's clearly an edible. You know, one that'd normally be really good for you, like reishi, if it's growing in town, new.
So what if you grew it in town in your backyard in a controlled environment?
In a controlled environment, yes.
Okay.
Yep. That would be... Well...
Acceptable.
All right. It's... Sunset. One of my duties for the next week is to take care of Campbell's animals.
Who?
Campbell.
Oh, the other David. The new David?
No, Ben.
Ian.
Ben German. His father didn't know how to spell Benjamin, so... He went with Ben German.
I probably would have, too. Because I can't spell.
There's no R in Benjamin.
Benjamin. That's like, there's no R in Warsh.
No R in Warsh. I always thought that was funny up in Wisconsin. Wash your clothes, wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Do the wash.
I go down to the creek and wash whatever I need to
wash. I'm washing the clothes. That car has been washed, but it was Washington. The state was Washington. No R in the state of Washington. Did anything else? Anything else wash related had an R in it?
Washington. Like George.
No,
Washington.
Washington.
This freaking idiot's driving around with no headlights. I barely seen him. I could have killed him. My trailer.
Yay.
Yeah, at least have your running lights on. Got a car that is the same color as the road right now.
Well, my schedule seems to be that about 9 o'clock I hand over to Benjamin's to feed his people and turn the chickens loose. So I should be over to the land around 10.
10 a.m. I should be up by then.
Yeah, I might actually be earlier, but you know, that's not the time I typically end up there. So.
Right on. I
gotta go. There's a 3D monster hedge post that we won't be able to use, but we'll come on the land and wait until Bill can show us how to use them.
There you go. We'll make a leaning tower of pizza.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work.
Fine. We'll make a pizza tree.
Pizza tree.
Oh, pizza tree. Oh, pizza tree. Oh, yeah, we need to grow some tiki trees, too. Oh, speaking of trees, I got a Japanese red something or other that my mom says is a very valuable tree. I got seeds for it. For every year of age this tree is, it's worth $1,000.
Okay. And why did we inherit this?
To make money.
Okay. Hope we don't kill it.
Well, it's not a tree, it's seeds.
Okay. Hope
yeah,
we don't kill them. Do they grow well in Missouri? Or do we need to greenhouse them?
No, they grow. The seeds came from Ron's tree, my mom's boyfriend's tree.
Okay. And every year is worth $1,000.
Yep, pretty much.
Find that hard to believe.
I don't know. That's what he said. And he wouldn't... Yeah, he may not be accurate, but he thinks he is, at least.
All right, we need to come up.
Yeah. So I got seeds to the tree. You know, even if it's not $1,000 a year, we get a couple of them growing pretty decent size. Get a couple grand out of them. Boom, that'll help us pay for stuff.
Yeah, and then Jeff will come after us saying, see, that's the money he stole.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah, I'll be like, Oh, yeah, because he'll say that we stole trees. He says that we stole trees. We didn't steal. We didn't. But we didn't steal anything. But we didn't take trees. We took a piece of the tree for our headphones. But I think he stated in the letter that there were hedge posts. So he can't go and later say that it was an actual tree. Well, he can, but he'll be proving even more of an idiot than he already is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, this is a very valuable tree. And if we get some growing on land, we can sell it for some big bucks. I figure if we get enough of them on the land, we sell enough of them.
Yeah, we drop them around the world.
At least make our campaign like something.
Yeah, it's instead of bonfire.
I'm sorry, what?
What are they, some sort of guy?
I'm not sure. Oh, okay. You know those trees that produce those seeds that got little wings on them? They look like helicopters if you throw them up in the air and they twirl down?
Maple?
Huh?
Maple.
I guess. This one is a red maple.
A red maple.
Huh?
It's a red maple.
Yeah, those little helicopter twirly thingies are red.
Okay, I'm not convinced that it's worth $1,000 a year.
Okay, maybe a couple hundred.
I'm not even sure it's worth $100 a year. If it is, somebody has a patent on it, and you can't sell them.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a rose I've been trying to get a hold of. And the owner put a patent on it. And it's not distributable because of that. They've been busy. Protect the rose.
Why? Because
the rose has a green flower.
Huh?
It's a green rose.
Oh, he genetically modified it?
Nope. Happened naturally on his. It was a mutation on his rose bush.
Oh, so it's just he's the first one known to have one.
And the only other green rose out there is a mutation where instead of petals, it has leaves. But this one actually has green petals. And the last I heard of it was over 7 years ago. I haven't been able to track it down anymore since.
So basically, it was probably a fluke.
Well, it was a fluke, but he never properly distributed it. So,
yeah, they probably don't have them anymore because they probably only grew that one time, that 1 year.
Well, a mutation like that would carry on to its offspring.
Not if you're cutting all the flowers and selling them.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, something like that, you sell the plant. And you make a fortune because you sell the plant $1,000 a piece, $2,000 a piece. I mean, how many people have green roses? So,
right, totally.
Yeah, I might look it up and might be able to buy one for $50 now.
The crimp of the crimp might have them.
Who?
The crimp of the crimp.
Oh, the creme?
Yeah, the cream of the crop.
The creme of the creme?
The creme of the creme.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
My friend that I just had my friend date with, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That I hadn't seen in 25 years. She's into the whole Renaissance, not Civil War, but medieval reenactment stuff.
Yeah.
And
Society of Creative Anachronisms, or?
Yeah. You know what she's talking about. I have no clue.
Yeah, so it's not exactly medieval.
Well, I understand. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but she's into it, and it's all about the knights of the round table and whatnot, blah, 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 which is pretty cool. My mom did Civil War reenactments, and I never could get into those. But this I can get into.
Well, Society for Creative Anachronisms, they do elves and fairies and knights and princesses and mages and all sorts of weird stuff.
I don't know if they actually do those, but because I haven't seen any orcs and fairies or anything like that. But I have seen all the other knights and chivalrous type stuff. But anyways, what do you think about doing something like that on the land?
Why not?
Why not?
I like cosplay.
Right.
And it's basically a form of cosplay.
Have sword fights on the land. Whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah. Wooden sticks, though, not.
They use real swords.
Yeah. That's a liability issue that I'm not sure I'd want to take on.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if they use real swords or not. I mean, I think I might use metal for, you know, sound effect.
When I was in, where was I? I think it was Orlando. It's a restaurant that I'd go to on a basis. And it was all done up medieval. And they had a sword fight as one of the things that they showed every time you went to the meal.
Right.
And these guys used real metal swords, but it was all choreographed. And swords were dull, but still heavy metal. All right? And so one time, one of the guys missed and hit the other guy in the head and sent his helmet flying all the way across the room between a couple of the people sitting there eating. So, that could have been disastrous. He could have easily broken the guy's neck. Oh, well.
Oh, well, what the hell?
Well, there's a young lady out there with a fawn, and she helped with it.
Do what?
There's a young lady out there with a farm, and she needs help with it. I might be her help.
She would be great to friend you. Well, that's part of our outreach program anyway. You know, getting you out there and helping people within the community. You know, the community coming together and helping each other so that people don't have to depend on the de facto government.
Yeah.
De facto.
De facto versus de jure.
De jure, no. Pardon me, do you have any grape at all?
Say what?
You remember that commercial? Pardon me, do you have any grape at all?
Grape at all?
Yeah. For years after they did that
commercial. It was an extremely stupid commercial.
But for years after that, people were always getting people to roll their windows down and they would do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Didn't it? You know, people do it. It was even on the news. They even made put it in movies. But Papal, Grand Papal, probably liked that.
Say what?
The Grey Poupon probably like that.
It is like you running around doing their commercial for them? Yep.
Cow. All right. So, anything left to talk about on our podcast?
I've had a long day.
A long day.
I woke up at 7. Oh, Ian's giving me a job. Told me to keep track of my hours so he'll pay me.
Cool.
So, I'm supposed to retrieve 4 cattle panels and then fix the corner fencing because he doesn't plan on using that access anymore.
Ah.
Now I move the cattle panels over and around his dad's place.
No, right?
So, yeah, we'll see how well I do on that.
My mom and I transplanted some wild lettuce from down the street to my grandma's garden.
Wild lettuce?
Wild lettuce.
Why'd you bother?
Because so they don't gotta go down by the street and eat it. They'll have it growing in their garden.
Okay.
That way my grandma could just go outside up front of the front door and pick it instead of having to go down the street before I get front door.
Yeah, our neighbors are going pretty gung-ho on their land project.
Maybe they ran into some money. Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting an inheritance or not. Well, and I really don't care too much, but if I do get anything, I'm going to invest it in that, into, you know, something for the land, like getting me a house or something on the property.
For the house?
Not a house, you know, like a trailer. Camper trailer. Whoa, what's going on up here?
Well, if it's enough, I pay off the land.
Oh, I doubt it'll be that. But, yeah, if it is, I would. And that's $400 a month, like, you know, not have to worry about.
You give? Huh. Something in the ditch. Now, see? I got a four-wheeler. I could try a little longer.
Do what?
If I had a four-wheeler, I could travel along in the ditch.
There you go. "3 Miles, the Flying J." And I'm changing the name. It's down the highway. Something happened on the interstate. I don't know. Something happened on the interstate because the ambulance was going the other direction and it did a flip, but now it's going my direction in front of me. So, about the interstate site, I'm willing to bet.
How many do you have up there? How many lightning bugs you got up that way?
Lightning?
Lightning bugs. Yeah, I hit 2 or 3 at night. They go flat and flat glows on the windshield.
No, I don't know. I don't see any right now. Much of a podcast. Started out as one, I guess, maybe, sort of, sort of not. So anyways, if you're listening, please call in next time. We meet every Sunday at this phone number. Sunday at 7. Except like holidays, like next week is Memorial Day weekend, so we probably won't remember to call in next week. So typically holidays or the times that I'm home, which this next weekend will be a holiday and I'll be home. So we'll probably forget to call in. But otherwise, we're here every Sunday at 7 at the phone number that you can find at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And So yeah, if you ever lose the phone number or don't know where to go to get the phone number or whatever, Google Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com or look up Google or, yeah, you know what I mean. And bada bing! You'll find our phone number and you can call in anytime on Sunday between 7 and 9. Alright. Well, you guys have a good night, good week, good day, whatever. And we'll talk to you next time. Hopefully, maybe. Yeah, please call in because that makes our podcast even more interesting. Because right now, we just kind of wing it. Okay, bye.